In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports with Max on the air. Trent Tucker is our guest, NBA veteran, and much more. Trent, before we talk about that, you were the athletic director of the Minneapolis City Conference. You know how tight that community is or tries to be, and obviously they're going through a terrible time right now with the death of DeShaun Hill. Explain as best you can what that community is going through and how they handle a situation like this.
You know, Mike, it's a very tough situation for us all, you know, and any time a young man, life is taken of that nature. It is very difficult for the family, for the community, for the school district, and anyone who is a part of the city of Minneapolis. And you know, but you know, the North Side people who are very resilient. You know, they will rally around each other, stick together, pull together, and they will find a way to get through all of this.
Yeah, they stick together pretty good, don't they?
Yes, they do. And at this time, that's what you need. You know, you need family, you need friends, you need a whole community now to come together and to support one another. And as you mentioned before, this is a very, very difficult situation for a lot of people, you know, to grasp and deal with, you know, but somehow, some way, I know that community will find a way to get through this.
And there's still a killer out there somewhere. What do you counsel the kids on that? I mean, you know, you got to be careful that they don't take justice into their own hands at some point in time. What do you tell them about that?
Well, you always tell them to be aware as much as they can. You know, the unfortunate thing, you know, violence and gun control is something that we need to try to get control of in our communities. And we know that violence and guns in the hands of the wrong person is running rapid today through our communities. And so we have to caution our kids as much as we can, try to keep them as safely as we can. But this is the environment that a lot of kids are living in today.
Trent, of lesser importance, but it is what helps us get through these winter months, the NBA and the Minnesota Timberwolves. They won yesterday against Indiana. Chicago got them on Friday with Zach LaVine, but they've been competitive and at least interesting. As you look at them 60 games in, where do they stand in your eyes right now?
They are where I thought they would be at the beginning of the season. You know, I felt like that they would be a playoff team, and they are right there knocking on the door of getting that number six spot. Not too far behind the Denver Nuggets. I think it might be a game and a half behind the Nuggets at this stage. You know, but they will have a chance, I believe, to have a shot, you know, if they don't get to number six, to be in that playoff type, that play-in game situation to make the playoffs. I just felt like that when you look at the Western Conference, you know, some of those teams that we have known in the past to be very strong at this time of the year, they have come back to the pack, and the Wolves have shown some consistent play as of late to keep themselves right there in the picture.
And you know, I was talking to Chris Finch about this today, their head coach, about you know, they've got kind of some strange problems here because everybody's healthy. And when they weren't healthy, a lot of guys got to play and they proved themselves. But like Terrain Prince didn't play yesterday, and he had been playing really well for them. How do you handle that piece of it? And what kind of, you know, what is the right rotation? How many guys deep should you go before you become less effective?
Well, you know, the guys who got a chance to play because some guys were injured, they understand that now those injured players are back. So they are going to go back to their normal roles. And the most important thing for them now mentally is to maintain and stay consistent with their workouts, making sure they're conditioning themselves after practice to keep themselves ready once their numbers are called again. And that's what a team is all about. You know, a team is a big puzzle, and you're hoping that you have the right pieces to fit in that puzzle. And so far, it seems like the Wolves have the right pieces to do that.
Who has impressed you the most coming off the bench for this team? Maybe that surprised you, but in general, who do you like as their backups right now?
I don't like just one. I think collectively, like you mentioned, Mike, you know, when guys go down, you know, guys have to be able to come in and step up. And there are going to be a number of guys who may have to fill some of those roles. And so I don't look at one guy to say that he made a huge difference. I look at them from a collective standpoint, and those guys have got it done by committee.
Trent Tucker's our guest. Patrick Beverley, again, he's had some health issues, missed a lot of games, but he seems like a good move to me because you don't know what you're going to get from D'Angelo Russell in terms of how many games he's going to play. Do you concur with that?
No, Patrick Beverley is a guy that brings a certain level of emotion, you know, that you need to compete on a nightly basis at this level. And he's been on some very good teams. He understands what it's like to play with superstar-type players. And, you know, that information that he can share, you know, with Karl Anthony Towns and an emerging young guy in Anthony Edwards, you know, that's going to help those guys understand how to finish close games before the season is all over. And that's why it's so important to have that knowledge in the locker room.
Now, you look at some of these teams, and you're kind of waiting for, you know, do the Lakers, are they going to hit an on button here at some point in time and win 10 in a row and have momentum going into the playoffs? What's holding them back?
You know, their defense, the Lakers are very inconsistent with their defense. You know, I don't know if they have a defensive game plan. And when you don't have a game plan on how you're going to try to slow down or contain the opponent, It can lead to some very bad play. I don't think the Lakers are going to have, you know, one of those stretches where they might win 10 in a row. But the scary thing for anyone who may have to play them in a one-game type situation, we all know that LeBron James is good enough to get the job done in a situation like that.
Is Westbrook done, or where does he stand? How many minutes a game can he play and play well?
Well, I think it's up to the head coach to decide how he's going to use Russell Westbrook going forward. Because right now, having him play a large amount of minutes has not been good for the L.A. Lakers. And finally, you know, Frank Vogel has made a decision that, hey, you know, if you're playing well, I can stay with you, but I cannot afford to have you out there having 8, 9, or 10 turnovers. That's not good for our team. And I'm glad to see, also for the first time, the head coach step up and take charge.
Yeah, and it's a hard locker room maybe to do that. But what's happened to Westbrook? Is that just age, a product of age, or what?
I don't know. You know, I was surprised, Mike, to see a guy, you know, who last year helped the Washington Wizards, you know, get into a playoff-type situation. He was close to averaging, once again, a triple-double for the season. To see him fall so quickly, to see the inconsistent play, his decision-making has not been good also. And when he's not able, you know, to do the things that we've seen over the last few years, that's a bad sign for the Lakers.
Andrew Wiggins will start in the All-Star game. Obviously, that's a fan ballot kind of a thing. But how good is he? Give us some perspective. How much has he benefited from being a Golden State Warrior?
A lot. But he's a very talented player, okay? He's a very, very talented player. And now he's just found the system, you know, that allows him to do the things that he does best. And, you know, he's worked hard to get into this position. But, Mike, you know, as well as I know, you've been around the game for a very long time. You know, when a player can find his comfort zone, and all of a sudden now that system fits exactly what he loves to do, his game goes to a whole new level.
Isn't that the truth? At every level, right? I mean, I don't care, high school, junior high, whatever. When you start to realize that there's a role that you can play and you accept it and enjoy it, whoo, does that change things in a hurry, huh?
Oh, no doubt about it. No, everything now becomes fun. Practice becomes fun. Being around your teammates is a whole lot better. You love the coaching staff. The fans are great. So everything is working for you right now because you're playing loose and free. And that's what Andrew Wiggins is doing at this point.
Trent Tucker is our guest. The Phoenix Suns obviously have been the story of the West to an extent this this year. You know, going to win streak like that, etc. It's Booker and Paul and much more, I know. But explain Phoenix to me. Why are they so good?
Chris Paul, he's brought a level of stability, you know, to that team. It's a team that had talent, but they didn't have a leader. And when Chris Paul came over, he became that leader on the floor. His playoff experience, his work habits every single day, very valuable in a young locker room. So now those guys understand from a mindset standpoint the things they need to do every single day to better themselves so the team can become better. Chris Paul is one of the best leaders in the game today.
I thought he might be done. Did you too, or did you see this in him?
Well, when you have guys that can take pressure off of you and now you don't have to be the primary offensive player on a nightly basis, you know, you can pick and choose when you can help a team from that standpoint. His playmaking game did not suffer. Chris Paul was in situations where, as he got a little bit older, they were still asking him to carry the team offensively. Now he can rely on other guys to do that. And in the fourth quarter, he's a lot fresher where he can take over and make some key baskets coming down the stretch to get his team over the hump.
Well, if you were Greg Popovich, would you say, hey, man, I got to find another team to coach because I don't want to rebuild. I want to go coach a good team. Is he in that position? What do you see from him?
No, you know, he's a lifer in San Antonio. He's not going anywhere. You know, the day that he decides to leave the game and hang it up, you know, he will leave as a San Antonio Spurs head coach.
Interesting. Gopher basketball team won a game against Penn State. Your old team did. And you know, they've been close for 30 minutes or so. They seem to lack a little size, Big Ten kind of size. You see what in terms of when you look at, say, next year for this team?
Well, they have to get some size for sure. You know, this team has been fun to watch this year. They play hard. They play together. You know, Ben Johnson and his staff, those guys have done a very good job convincing these guys that, you know, they can win, they can stay in games and compete. But going forward, like you mentioned, Mike, for one, they're going to have to upgrade the talent level and size as well if they want to contend in the Big Ten next year.
And would you do that through the transfer portal?
I would look anywhere I can, you know, to find players. But I want to find the right players. I want guys who I know that would come in and fit into my system. And they can play a huge role and be a great piece to what we're trying to do. And like I mentioned before, you know, a team is like a big puzzle. And when you begin to look for players, you got to find, you know, the right characters. You got to find the right mindset. You got to find the right talent for all of this thing to work.
When Trent Tucker came into the University of Minnesota, there was a big guy in the post named Kevin McHale. What did he do for you as a shooter? I guess I never asked you that. What did that do to have a seasoned vet like that in the post for a guy like you that wanted to shoot it?
Well, you know, the good thing about my game, Mike, when you're a shooter, you can play any style. If
yep.
you want to play fast and get up and down and shoot jump shots and transition, I could do that. But when you have an inside player like Kevin McHale who can demand the double teams, all of a sudden now that's going to open up the outside game. And so for a spot-up shooter like myself, you know, that was a great place to be in. Because when you're a shooter, you want to play with a great point guard, someone who can break down the defense and penetrate and force that defense to collapse. So now that you can find open space for outside jump shots, or you want an inside player that can do the same thing with his game, with his back to the basket.
So when you had Mark Hall at the point and him inside, a pretty good combo for you, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, and I was just talking about Mark Hall to some people the other day, some guys who grew up with him in Springfield, Massachusetts. And they were asking me the question, you know, how good was Mark Hall? I said, Mark Hall was really good. And I would be the first to say, the five or six guys who was recruited in 1978, you know, Markov, from a talent standpoint, you know, he was the best.
NBA talent?
He had NBA talent. He had NBA talent for sure. But, you know, some of the things, you know, outside, off the court, you know, took Mark Hall away from doing the things that he did best on the court. But when you talk about pure talent, physical, you know, Mark Hall was the best.
He could turn guys around. He could break ankles, as they say, couldn't he?
Oh, and also, you know, he could finish over the top. You know, when I first came to the University of Minnesota and saw Mark Hall play, I was like, wow, I haven't seen a player that good yet.
And you came from a hotbed, man.
Yeah, and Mark Hall was that good. He was that good.
Yeah, he left us before his time. Trent, thank you so much for some perspective and insight. Always appreciate it, sir.
Anytime, Mike. Stay warm out there, buddy.
You too, Trent Tucker. Now the hockey dad, the suburban hockey dad.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.